Quick rundown, TikTok comments are weirder and funnier than the videos. A St. Louis man rented a skid steer to clear snow for free. Airport goodbyes that still hurt like fresh cuts. A Midwest cleaner proves cheap fixes can feel luxurious. Surgeons and surgeries gone wildly off script. Screenshot memes rule the feed. A Wisconsin man drove through a snowstorm to reclaim his dog after 4 years. Divers share 43 nightmares from the deep and 24 silly gadgets that actually help. Deep dive starting now.
All right, let's start where the internet lives, the comments section. People are collecting the most ridiculous, unhinged TikTok replies, and it's made us ask, why do these one-liners hit so hard?
The piece we read argues it's about reductive writing. Strip away the fluff so a comment becomes a punchline. Videos are set up, comments deliver the laugh. An expert named Michael Halcombe frames it as a setup-slash-punchline dynamic. Short, sharp, and sometimes nonsensical. That timing and absurdity, plus pattern disruption, is what makes a comment scroll-stopping.
And PR strategist Suvrung So Das calls these replies a parallel performance. The comment section becomes a miniature improv stage where people compete for the funniest, most disruptive line. Some examples are pure surrealism, weird mashups about gaming goats, or gothic simulations. Lines that only make sense inside the chaos of the thread.
Two takeaways. One, we waste time reading comments because they're compressed comedy. Two, this is a generational language. Younger users use context, timing, and shared reference points to make nonsense feel meaningful. It's a reminder that online culture invents its own rules, and that sometimes the best joke is something you can't explain out of context.
From digital hilarity to real-world heroics, Kenneth Harrell in St. Louis. He rented a skid steer loader, spent about $500, and spent days clearing neighborhood streets for free after heavy snow. He doesn't even live in the area, but felt connected enough to act.
What stands out is how quickly this became a local lifeline. People were getting out of their houses because he'd cleared roads and even cleared restaurant spots on request. City officials didn't object either. The streets commissioner noted that if someone's helping the public, there's no reason to stop them. It's community first. Permit questions later.
Stories like this cut through the doom scroll. It's a small, tangible act of care. One person's time and money making a huge difference during bad weather. Simple, immediate, and humane.
Next, airport goodbyes. We read a collection of firsthand anecdotes from travelers and airport workers. Scenes of parents, partners, deployed soldiers, terminally ill relatives, even pets being left behind. These aren't neat vignettes. They're raw moments that linger with witnesses for years.
The variety is heartbreaking. People collapsing after saying goodbye. Last embraces through gates, dogs turned away because of paperwork, and visa denials that split families. One story follows a Canadian man who traveled to Britain to meet the woman who later became his wife. That one ends well, but many others don't have tidy endings.
What hits hardest is the reminder that airports are pressure chambers of life transitions. Reunions, separations, grief, joy. Staff, wheelchair attendants, TSA workers, retail clerks are often the unseen witnesses to these moments and carry them home.
Switching to something uplifting and practical, a Midwest magic cleaning clip is going viral for a simple reason. It thoughtfully fancied up a worn-down home on a tiny budget. About $300 and smart moves. Declutter, rearrange, improve lighting, add curtains, hide open cabinets with cheap solutions.
Viewers responded because the makeover acknowledges low-income realities. It wasn't about Instagram-worthy luxury, it was about dignity and livability. The project showed that sensible cleaning, storage hacks, and lighting can make a house feel like a home without a takeover budget. And that representation matters in renovation content.
Next up, some truly wild surgical stories. This roundup reads like a medical pulp fiction anthology, from a surgeon improvising chest drainage mid-flight with a coat hanger and an Evian bottle, to a stuntman getting an appendectomy while still half-costumed as a monster, to a lead surgeon who continued a brain operation while suffering a heart attack.
There are also quieter but alarming incidents. A hospital where a surgeon allegedly allowed a 13-year-old to drill into a patient's skull, which led to firings, and the grim retaliation tied to cartel patients where surgeons were murdered after a botched cosmetic job. These stories show both ingenuity and the risks doctors sometimes face.
They underscore how medicine can be unpredictable, improvisation when resources are limited, and the moral complexities when power and violence intersect with care.
Back on the lighter side of internet culture, screenshot memes. The piece argues screenshot humor, random images paired with deadpan captions, has become a dominant meme format because it's quick, remixable, and often context-free. People hoard screenshots on their phones like a private joke vault.
Classic memes like Doge gave way to more chaotic formats, Skibidi Toilet, absurd Shrek edits that function like a shared digital language. Scholars cited in the piece say memes spread because they're low effort to create, plug into familiar symbols, and get remixed endlessly. That chaos mirrors how we actually live online.
From memes to miracles. Leo Vigildo Ramirez, a Wisconsin man, drove 16 hours through storms to get his dog Sippy back after she'd been missing in Philadelphia for 4 years. A microchip check at the Philly shelter matched the long-lost pet. He'd kept the chip updated.
That one's pure heart. He drove through snow to reclaim his best friend. There's something old-fashioned and very human about following a microchip's small hope across the map and making it real.
But the internet isn't all warm feels. Divers shared 43 genuinely disturbing underwater finds. Decomposed bodies, eerie ghosts of wrecks, night dives interrupted by inexplicable figures, near attacks by alligators or sharks. Those stories remind us how much of the sea is inscrutable and how quickly the unknown turns fear into an unforgettable memory.
And finally, after all that intensity, a lighter consumer note, a list of 24 one-trick gadgets that are surprisingly useful. Think waterproof shoe covers, a compact mandolin slicer, cable management kits, a foldable fan, the kind of small goofy object that solves a single daily annoyance and then earns a permanent place in your drawer.
They're the little comforts that make life easier, bridging the gap between novelty and utility. And with that, we've covered a lot. Humor, kindness, heartbreak, ingenuity, danger, and small pleasures.
If one of these stories stuck with you, hit subscribe and listen to our full daily episode for bonus takes and a few outtakes you won't hear here. We'll be back tomorrow with another round of The Weird and the Wonderful.
Thanks for listening. Stay curious, be kind, and check the comments. Sometimes the joke's better there.